good evening, and welcome to this week's Broken News from Hudden Space.
I'm Big Rudolph Hucker, and he's a little Dick Chafing.
Yeah, but now, on with the headlines.
Hutton Commander arrested for FWU offence.
Pixel Bandit stuck between a banana and a hard place.
Sidewinder Shenanigans net 1.8 billion credits.
Flash flood fills first floor at Hutton.
Falco took one for the team.
There was an arrest this week as a Hutton commander took his python a little too far in the name of the mug. Commander Drake Duran took his big vessel out just outside Hutton and then took his little vessel out inside his ship while celebrating his latest Hutton run. He was discovered on the flight deck floating around in zero-g surrounded by empty gin bottles and mugs. Watchers from the observation desk at Hutton had mixed reactions, from running away, screaming, shouting, "My goodness, what is that pale, wrinkly thing in that ship?" and peeking through hasty covered eyes. Thinking that the ship had been taken over by some new species of bipedal, or should that be tripedal alien, a security and xenobiologist team were dispatched. Luckily, Commander Drake Duran was identified by his humorous tattoo of Lael Wolf riding a mug, and they didn't blast him into Space Jam. Instead, he was arrested on health and safety regulations for FWU, flying without underpants. It might be called a cockpit, but that's no excuse for terrifying the natives.
Commander Pendragon of the Pixel Bandits visited Hutton this week to exhibit his latest artworks. Inspired by the commanders taking part in Inktober, and in an ironic twist on his name, he decided to create some special artworks using nothing more than a rock and a banana. The resulting images, whilst resembling a young child's drawing of a 20th century aeroplane, have been universally praised as modern masterpieces. One reviewer said, "It's astonishing the subtlety with which he wielded his chosen tools. Only a pixel bandit could have the precision with a banana to convey the innocence of youth, the lack of perspective, and manage to colour it in by crossing all of the lines. We quite like the smiley face on the sun in the background, too." Sales of rock and bananas have gone through the roof.
There were celebrations this week as Hutton received news of a trucker who didn't know he was a trucker. D8 V had launched in a Sidewinder, and after a series of altercations with a used spaceship salesman, vowed never to leave his Sidewinder. A number of months later, still in his mighty Sidewinder, he registered his full Triple Elite ranking. Yes, he ranked his way all the way to the top of trade. He shot his load to lead the way in combat and honka-donked his funky winder all the way to the heights of exploration glory. Commander, here at Hutton, we salute the boldest, bravest, brightest, best, and most bonkers achievements in space. You are a total nutter and therefore an honorary trucker.
Disaster struck the orbital as, whilst preparing the mess hall for a gathering of the galaxy's biggest tossers, Pizza Mogul and Hutton Brigadier Brett Riverboat felt a little drip, which became a drop, then a dribble, then a downpour, then a deluge. Space rats, running for somewhere to hide from the stench of Cubicle 3, their former home, had nibbled their way through space pipes that contained the station's water supply in order to get to a new nest. Forensic pest controllers determined that due to the high pressure of the water in the pipes, the guilty rodent had nibbled through the housing, catching the full force of the water in the face, catapulting it into the nearest bulkhead, going through that bulkhead and two further walls before flying past Alvin, who looked up from his stage's stolen sausage with a, "Huh?" He was briefly tempted by the well-washed flying furry rodent, but the sausage munching was just too tempting, and he returned to gnawing. The rodent didn't survive, nor did the floor below the pipe, nor the ceiling below that, nor the Hutton tossing room. For the avoidance of doubt, it's a room near the mess hall where the ceiling is high enough for commanders to toss a pizza in zero-G and catch it again before it sticks to something. Armed with a spanner, mop, a back-mounted suction pump, and a lot of tissue paper, Brigadier Riverboat managed to stem the tide, dry the kitchens, and at the same time give the room a clean that it desperately needed. 200 gallons of water floating in zero-G really does make a terrible mess. In an effort to clear up, he pumped it out of the nearest airlock, and it can now be seen floating as a block of ice near the docking pads. Please, all commanders, take evasive action if you're coming in hot, as you wouldn't want to dent your pride and joy.
And finally, Commander Falco took one for the team a number of days ago. Whilst quietly bimbling his way through Hutton space, he appears to have had a bit of an itchy finger. In scratching it on his flight stick, he seems to have upset Lael somewhat. As penance, he was instructed to visit Buck Naked, which he did. Then was told that Lael meant Mr. Buck Naked of Lacon Spaceways, and for everyone's sake, never to do that again in her presence. Falco took the mission, and is not deeming himself redeemed until he has trucked the most a Hutton trucker has ever trucked. Following this news broadcast, and maybe a tune, we have a personal message recorded by the Fool of a Took.